After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Chapter 8, Bhishma Dev's Prayers. Let me now invest my thinking, feeling, and willing, which were so long engaged in different subjects and occupational duties, in the all-powerful Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna is always self-satisfied, but sometimes, being the leader of devotees, Krishna enjoys transcendental pleasure by descending on the material world, although from him only the material world is created. Sri Krishna is the intimate friend of Arjuna. He has appeared on this earth in his transcendental body, which resembles the bluish color of the tamal tree. Krishna's body attracts everyone in the three planetary systems, upper, middle, and lower. May his glittering yellow dress and his lotus face, covered with paintings of sandalwood pulp, be the object of my attraction, and may I not desire fruitive results. On the battlefield, where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of Lord Krishna turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hooves of the horses, and because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted Krishna's face. All these decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. In obedience to the command of his friend Arjuna, Lord Sri Krishna entered the arena of the battlefield of Kurukshetra between the soldiers of Arjuna and Duryodhana. And while there, Krishna shortened the lifespans of the opposite party by his merciful glance. And this was done simply by Krishna's looking at the enemy. Let my mind be fixed upon that Krishna. And when Arjuna was seemingly polluted by ignorance, observing the soldiers and commanders before him, on the battlefield the Lord eradicated Arjuna's ignorance. He did this by delivering transcendental knowledge in the form of Bhagavad Gita. May Krishna's lotus feet always remain the object of my attraction. Fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise, Krishna got down from the chariot, took up its wheel, and ran towards me hurriedly, just as a lion goes to kill an elephant. Krishna even dropped his outer garment on the way. May Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who awards salvation, be my ultimate destination. On the battlefield, he charged me as if angry because of the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. Krishna's shield was scattered and his body was smeared with blood due to the wounds. At the moment of death, let my ultimate attraction be to Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. I concentrate my mind upon the chariot driver of Arjuna, who stood with a whip in his right hand and a bridle rope in his left. Krishna was very careful to give protection to Arjuna's chariot by all means. Those who saw him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original forms after death. Let my mind be fixed upon Lord Sri Krishna, whose motions and smiles of love attracted the damsels of Brajadam. Those gopi damsels imitated the characteristic movements of the Lord after his disappearance from the rasa dance. At the Rajasuya Yajna sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhisthira, there was the greatest assembly of all the elite men of the world, the royal and learned orders. And in that great assembly, Lord Sri Krishna was worshipped by one and all. And he was worshipped as the most exalted personality of Godhead. This all happened during my presence, and I remember that incident in order to keep my mind upon the Lord. Now I can meditate with full concentration upon that one Lord, Sri Krishna, who was now present before me, because now I have transcended the misconceptions of duality in regard to his presence in everyone's heart. He is even in the hearts of the mental speculators. He is in everyone's heart. And just as the sun may be perceived differently, but the sun is one, so Krishna resides in everyone's heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.